Hello, I'm Jane Curtis, CEO of Southern Health Santa Cid, and this is the Regional All-Staff Update for April 15th, 2020. A reminder that these audio updates are abridged and highlight only some of the most recent information. It is critical that all staff remain informed by visiting the Southern Health Santa Cid HPS, which also has a direct link available from our public website, southernhealth.ca. Please note this does not require the use of passwords. We continue to work closely with the province to ensure a coordinated and consistent approach. Again, you may notice that some directives on the Shared Health website have not yet been operationalized in Southern Health Santa Cid. Please know that many staff are working on addressing these in a prioritized manner while adapting to a rapidly changing environment. We all have a duty to protect our patients, residents, clients, colleagues, and community. It is extremely important to ensure you stay home when you are sick, even if symptoms are mild. Please watch for the onset of fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny nose, in addition to other symptoms. Further to this, effective April 11th, all healthcare workers, staff and physicians, and first responders who become symptomatic may self-refer to a testing site for COVID-19 without calling occupational health or health links in advance. They will be tested, provided they can meet the screening criteria. New guidelines for personal protective equipment, PPE, are under review provincially. Southern Health Santa Cid is implementing universal PPE within a phased approach in coordination with the provincial plan. Universal PPE for staff providing direct, patient, and resident care in acute care, personal care homes, and transitional care centers include masks and eye protection. Planning is ongoing and details regarding further implementation will be communicated once established. Alternate isolation accommodations are now available in a location in Winnipeg. These are meant to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by providing a safe isolation for staff and members of the public who have either tested positive or been identified as a close contact of a possible case and do not have an acceptable location to complete self-isolation. Public Health and Infection Prevention and Control will be offering this accommodation option to anyone who meets the established criteria. We have recently implemented a new process for sharing well wishes with patients and residents who are in a facility. Family and friends are now able to complete an online form and submit a brief message extending well wishes to a loved one or friend. Visit southernhealth.ca and click on the link on the homepage to access the online form. As always, I encourage you to reach out to your manager with any concerns, questions, or suggestions you may have. It is imperative that we hear from you. Your supervisor will do their best to communicate through our regular channels and direct any issues to our regional operational center. During this time of uncertainty, many of us are left feeling anxious and overwhelmed by all the changes. Last week, I spoke about the Wellness Support Line and Connect Now programs to support staff during this challenging time, and I continue to encourage you to reach out to these supports. More information is available on our website. It is in times like these that sometimes it's helpful to hear of the many good things that are happening around us. With that said, I am pleased to share some of the stories that have lifted my spirit over the last week. By sharing these stories, I hope that you too will feel uplifted and encouraged to share. A colleague of mine recently shared a YouTube video of a choir of women physicians in Toronto singing "Rise Again." This inspiring video reminded me that we are all in this together. We will weather the storm and we will rise again. I encourage you to search Choir of Women Physicians Sings Rise Again on YouTube. A link to this video will be included in the script version that will also be posted on the COVID-19 All Staff Update webpage. Another moment was receiving a picture of staff from Altona Community Memorial Health Center who had superimposed smiles on the outside of their masks. This photo will be included in my script version in the hopes that it will bring a smile to your face as well. I know that there are similar feel-good stories and pictures across the region, and I welcome and encourage you to share them with your managers, and these will be vetted to me and posted to remind all of us that we are in this together. Once again, I'd like to sincerely thank everyone for everything you are doing to assist with the pandemic response in our region, as well as your own personal efforts to keep us all safe. Thank you.